Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of July 25th, 2019. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini-pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead. We're doing this to help keep you up to speed on what candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. 21 Democratic presidential candidates participated in the state Democratic Party convention on June 22nd. Yes, it's like a month ago, I know. But this is our fifth and final Trail Bite from the convention. Yeah, we wanted to make sure that we included... We wanted to include all the candidates in that field. 18! Just want to tell people that we did this so everyone could have their voices heard, since not many of these candidates are coming through the state that often. So, for our final bite... That's it! I can't do this! You're on thin ice, mister! Sorry, little technical difficulty there. But we're fine now. For our final trail bite, we have former Maryland Congressman John Delaney, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Mayor Wayne Messam of Miramar, Florida. John Delaney is a former three-term Maryland congressman who, before getting to Congress, co-founded two financial capital firms that were later acquired by other companies. Delaney is 56, married, and has four children. He qualified for the first debate and will be back on stage next week. In a recent Fox News poll of South Carolinians, found Delaney has about 1% support.
We got to be the party that puts forth common sense solutions, not impossible promises, where we can actually get real things done that matter to the American people. Like do things to create jobs in every community, do things to invest in infrastructure in every community, do things to boost wages in every community, create a universal healthcare system, improve public education so that every kid, no matter the condition of their birth, gets the same educational opportunities as every young person in this country. These are the kind of things that have to become the true north of this amazing party of ours. And I'm running for president to be the person who can get those things done.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker has served in the Senate since 2013 and was previously mayor of Newark. Despite Booker's frequent trips to the state and making South Carolina a focus of his campaign, he has remained in low single digits, around 3% in recent state polls. Booker is 50 and unmarried. Recent media reports show that he is moving from a campaign of love and unity to becoming more aggressive towards Trump, even telling Seth Meyers that he feels like punching the president sometimes, actions that he's denounced on the campaign trail.
But I want to talk about you, because what I learned in the city of Newark, eventually becoming the mayor of that city, that the hope for our community did not lie in one individual in one office. It lied with the people and our ability to come together and stand together and work together and fight together and win together. And so let me tell you right now, a lot of people want to make this election all about Donald Trump. Well, let me tell you, I'm running for office because we will beat Donald Trump. But let me tell you, that's not all we need to do. Beating Donald Trump is the floor, it's not the ceiling. Beating Donald Trump gets us out of the valley, but it does not get us to the mountaintop. I'm running for office because I believe that we as a people can get to the mountaintop. I'm not running because of what we're against. We as a party must stand up for what we're for. We are for, in the United States of America, once and for all, healthcare being a right for all Americans. We are for every job in America having a living wage, the right to organize, the right to retire with security. We are for public education and making sure that public school teachers are paid what they are worth and raising their salaries.
Tim Ryan has represented Northeast Ohio in Congress since 2003. He campaigns hard on his Rust Belt roots and growing the middle class through better wages and rebuilding the manufacturing base. Ryan is 46, has a law degree, is married, and has one child. He has only made two trips to the state and has limited support in recent polls. Ryan will return to the debate stage next week.
And I share these stories with you for this reason. I believe that the next president of the United States must deeply, deeply understand the struggles that the American people are going through today and have been going through for the last three or four decades. The pain, the suffering, the addiction, the mental health issues, the erosion of the tax base, the lack of investments in our schools and in our health are a direct result of us not having a robust middle class. And I can tell you, that I will help change that. I think it's important for you to know that when those factories close down, I know who's working in them. My wife teaches their kids. When the General Motors factory closes down, my daughter calls me in tears because her friend's dad lost his job. This is deeply personal to us. And I am not going to sit around and wait one more election cycle to ask some president from somewhere else to please, please understand what we're going through. Please understand the pain. Please understand the suffering. I'm in this race because I believe the next president of the United States must come from an area that has experienced that deep suffering and use every ounce of power that he or she has in the White House to help rebuild the middle class of the United States of America.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has big ideas, and her I Have a Plan for That platform continues to grow her support as she ascends in the polls. She outlined her wealth tax plan, among others, before the convention crowd. Warren turned 70 during the Democratic weekend and was elected to a second term in the Senate last year. Back in April, Warren was the first Democratic candidate to call for the impeachment of President Donald Trump, following her reading of former special counsel Robert Mueller's report. In several early voting state polls, she's replaced Senator Bernie Sanders in second place. She faces off against Sanders and eight other candidates on the debate stage on July 30th.
People across this nation understand it is time for big structural change in America. The time for small ideas is over. So here's how I see it. It's time for big plans, and yeah, I got some big plans. Let's start with a wealth tax, 2 cents on the top 1/10 of 1%. The biggest fortunes in this country, we ask them to pitch in 2 cents, and here's what we can buy for it. Universal child care for every one of our babies age 0 to 5. Universal pre-K for every 3-year-old and 4-year-old in this country. Raise the wages of every preschool teacher and child care worker in America. Provide universal tuition-free technical school, community college, and 4-year college for every kid who wants to go. $50 billion investment in our historically black colleges and universities. Let's level the playing field. And also for that same 2 cents, we can cancel student loan debt for 95% of the folks who've got it. And that last plan took a big step toward becoming a reality this past week when your Congressman Clyburn and I introduced that bill in the House and the Senate together.
Wayne Messam is the mayor of Miramar, Florida. Messam is 45, married, and has 3 children. He was born and raised in Florida, and his parents are Jamaican immigrants. Messam was a wide receiver at Florida State University and briefly played in the NFL. He's been mayor since 2015 and owns a construction company. He wasn't previously scheduled to attend the state Democratic convention and has not gained enough traction to appear on the debate stage.
We cannot forget those who are disenchanted. Issues that deal with people of color, with women, the LGBT communities, we need them to be energized, inspired, and to show up at the ballot box. And when we ignore their voices, it hurts our opportunities to win. So I'm running for president because I feel that the same American dream that I've been blessed to achieve because of the hard sacrifice of my parents, is slipping away from too many Americans. Too many Americans have to work more than one job to make ends meet. Too many seniors cannot afford their high-cost prescription medication. Too many Americans cannot get access to health care. And we take advantage of the, I would say, free labor from many immigrants, but this country don't penalize corporations for hiring illegal labor, but we demonize them for coming to this country just to be able to chase the American dream. We have to provide a pathway to citizenship for those individuals.
Looking at this week, spiritualist Marianne Williamson is in the Grand Strand on Thursday, Friday, and Beaufort on Saturday. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Gavin Jackson for any candidate updates and 2020 news. Watch the full remarks from these candidates, as well as others who have visited the state, on South Carolina ETV's YouTube page under the SC 2020 playlist. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased toward any candidate or campaign. We're just covering these candidates as they come through and as we can get to them. We're out there trying to get as much information for you so you can make your own decision in 2020. We'll bring you a mini pod every time there's campaign trail activity in the state. And let us know your thoughts on our Twitter at SCLEDEPOD. And follow us with the same handle on Instagram for photos from the campaign trail. Campaign Trail Bites is a production of the South Carolina Lead. I'm Gavin Jackson.